You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, December 26th, week 271. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. You're still here after Christmas. This is the day I think people go back to work sometimes.
Yeah. They're like, I need my podcast to listen to. I didn't listen to the Christmas episode because it was Christmas Day. Or some people were like, of course I listened on Christmas. I didn't want to talk to my family.
Yeah. We gave you an out. They're like, oh, we can't talk. Destiny Pizza's on.
And then your family does not understand. It's like, that isn't that a podcast you can play and rewind? It's like, no, it's on. I gotta
But yeah,
My radio program's on.
No one
it's
does
only
it anymore,
this time of day. There's like no radio shows exist.
Hypothetically, if we live together,
uh-huh.
Do you see us listening to Tell 'Em Steve Dave together?
I guess we. If so, I don't know. I'm not a big podcast listener when I'm just sitting around.
Oh, interesting.
I do it like in a car or like.
Tell 'Em Steve Dave is the only podcast.
Exercising.
I listen to it just doing nothing.
Really?
I'll literally like sit on the couch and listen.
Gotcha. Because I know when we're driving somewhere, we'll listen to Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Yeah.
So like, I feel like that would happen. But like, if you wanted to listen to it, I would listen.
I was
to
like,
it.
Let's just have drinks and listen to Tell 'Em
Steve
Dave.
I mean, that sounds like a good time.
That does sound like a good time. That is interesting
because like you watch television shows, but like listening to a podcast seems interesting to do. Just like sitting around.
It seems very old school, though.
It seems like let's gather
around the radio.
It's like an old radio show.
But what if I just like blasted it? Like, that's also not something I never do is listen to podcasts out loud. Like,
yeah,
I usually listen
always
like, on headphones.
Yeah.
So if I like listen through a sound system,
that would be interesting too. A different experience completely.
Yeah.
I'd definitely do that. That sounds like a good, you're really selling me on this listening to podcasts. Like, you want to come over and listen to a podcast?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, you listen to the new Nerdist? It's crazy in my sound system.
We're just bumping it. Got the right
bass. You
guys pace.
Keep it down. Like neighbors complaining and stuff.
Get that podcast on blast.
Yeah. So let's talk about movies.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a movie. Then we watched a movie.
We did. And then I watched some television programs.
Yeah.
On streaming services.
I saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Nice. How was it?
Really good.
Really good?
I was like...
Good music. I know that because I know the music.
Yeah.
But I have not seen the movie yet.
That was the crazy thing. Is like, I used to be a big Queen fan, man. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to Queen a lot in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then like this just like adds more appreciation to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, this band was freaking great. But then there were some like liberties taken with the story.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Like, in the movie, the antagonist has a much more significant role in Freddie Mercury's life than in reality.
Mm.
So it's like stuff like that. Like,
yeah, it's hard to know what sometimes the movie's going for because different movies are sometimes they want to be so realistic and like that's the movie, or sometimes it's like, oh, you want to like entertainment.
Like, yeah, but I feel
it's
like,
kind of like I feel like how Straight Outta Compton is. I feel like that's like, oh, we want a lot of entertainment. Like, it's
how
real,
inaccurate,
but
though. Well,
I don't know how inaccurate, but like,
I feel like that movie must have been pretty accurate.
I think accurate enough, but like, it obviously paints them in a really good light. And like,
yeah, because they were like horrible people. No, but they,
well, I don't know about
that scene,
but I'm just saying, like,
there's that scene where I'm like,
they're
I
so
think
heavily
they just
involved.
Raped this woman.
But like, they're heavily involved. Like, a couple of guys are heavily involved in, so it's going to skew towards them looking.
Yeah.
Good.
Well,
but
heavily involved in like also successful.
Yeah. So, yeah. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Where like there's like whatever his name, he was the guy's name, like DJ Yellow or something like that. Like,
yeah.
You're like, this guy, no one's heard of
him.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
Like, you have to be
like, oh, there's Q, there's Dre.
Yeah.
There's Eazy-E. Wait, there's that guy.
And
like, wait,
there's
he's
two
in
more
this?
Guys?
Like, wait, what? Well, obviously, they don't get a significant part in the movie either.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, who are these guys?
You're like, I don't even
which
know.
Which side are these guys on? I, like, I couldn't remember who stayed
is that
with
Tupac? Him. Like, what the hell's going on?
Hey, it's Snoop.
So it's like weird. But yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody, like they nailed, Rami Malek nails Freddie Mercury. Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy. And then like Mike Myers has a character in the movie, and apparently like that whole thing was overblown, the significance of him.
Mm-hmm.
But Brian May, like the guy who they got to play Brian May, who's the guitarist of Queen, like one of my favorite guitarists of all time,
mm-hmm.
nailed it.
Yeah.
And it's funny because like me and my, I watched it with my family and then me and my sister were talking. And she's like, yeah, but I feel like Rami Malek was just too short for Freddie Mercury. And like we had the Amazon Echo right there. And I was like, Alexa, how tall is Rami Malek? And she's like, 5'9". And I was like, Alexa, how tall is Freddie Mercury? And she's like, 5'10". And we're like,
he was a little too short.
I was like, I was like, okay, an inch off. And then I was like, Alexa, how tall is Brian May? And she's like, 6'2". And I was like, that's why he looks so short.
Yeah.
Because there's like a scene when the whole band hugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, Rami Malek looks tiny.
Yeah.
And you're like, because Freddie Mercury was like, it's...
He was tiny too.
Was, yeah, comparatively.
Yeah.
So that, and then you see the relationship he had with Mary, I think was the name of his like ex-fiance.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good. But now it just makes me want to like read about Freddie Mercury's life.
Yeah.
Because they show his relationship with his family, because he's like Parsi, which is like... ethnic minority that was in Persia that got persecuted, moved to India, and then like his family went to Tanzania and then to England. So he was born in Tanzania of like an Indian, like he has like a very Indian name, but he goes by Freddie, and it's like very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And like they show him like discovering his sexuality, and you're like, how much if that is true, because there's like a scene where he's like confessing to his fiance and he's like, I'm bisexual. And she's like, no, you're gay. And I'm like, I feel like that line was added like for 2018 audiences. Like that whole conversation was that, because I think I can't imagine him coming out as bisexual. I think he'd just be like, oh, I think I'm gay now.
Yeah.
And then, like, the whole Bryan Singer thing, because he's attached.
Yeah.
I was like, did he even finish directing this movie?
But there was no, like, it didn't seem like two different films or anything.
No.
Like that. Yeah, because I forgot how, when that, in the process it happened.
Like, because he threw something or something, right?
Yeah, there's something, he would, like, show up late to the movie set or something. I'm like.
What does he look like?
I know what he looks like.
You know what he looks like?
Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah.
He looks like if Benedict Cumberbatch and Joel Egerton had a love child and then overfed that love child. How strange. This is the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is the new director. It looks like Mike Myers' character. David Dexter Fletcher. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, because he's still credited.
Man, I'm curious who are the best like cleanup directors of all time who like jumped in on
who jump in projects and clean them up. Yeah,
I thought it was like a rarity, but it keeps happening. So I feel like it's at least once a year it's happening. So it's like, how many more of these stories are there out there? Or is this more common thing nowadays?
I would say Ron Howard nailed it.
Ron Howard did pretty good.
For Solo. What's his name for Ant-Man?
Peyton Reed, yeah.
Peyton Reed.
But he jumped on so early, I wouldn't even call that it, because he didn't film any, like, they didn't film any with, I mean, the test footage or whatever, but, like, he never was on the physical vert set.
Yeah.
So I think that's a little different.
Who else? This guy. Yeah, because when was this? This was... Oh, yeah, it was over a year ago. Oh, how crazy. Like, this dude left the movie. Tom Hollander plays Jim Beach. He's, like, the lawyer for the band. Oh,
somebody actually left the movie.
And they, like, convinced him to come back.
And he did come back?
And he did come back. And then, like, they said that, like, he, like, they broke up the band in one part of the movie.
Yeah.
So that never happened in real life. So it's, like, weird.
Yeah, that is you're, weird.
Like, they're going to take, like, that great of, like...
Yeah. I understand something not happening in a certain way, but, like, something not literally happening.
Something little, yeah. And I don't really think... Because it then the movie turns into, like, one of those, like, true Hollywood stories or whatever, like, Behind the Music.
Yeah, yeah.
VH1 Behind the Music of Queen.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, this is, like... Anyways. Great movie, though.
Yeah.
Soundtrack, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like, apparently Rami Malek didn't have a choreographer and just, like, watched Freddie Mercury stuff.
Just mimicked his movements.
Yeah. And it made me want to have, like, really extravagant parties. Like, there's a scene where he's, like, very lonely because, like, he doesn't have a family. The rest of his people have a family. And he's, like, he tells his assistant, and he's, like, I want to have a party, shake that freak tree, or no, shake that tree and, like, bring in every freak who falls from it. And I'm, like, hell yeah. And there's, like, drag queens and, like, little people and...
Yeah.
Like, tall women and, like, this, like, it's just, like, the crazy part. And he's dressed like a king with, like, a crown and everything. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's my kind of party, man. Like, it's a weird party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I give it an 8 out of 8. And then we saw Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
What's there to say?
Yeah, what's there to say?
So amazing.
Yeah, so truly good. Amazing Spider-Man.
It did, yeah. Yeah. They should call this the Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a lot done in that movie, too, because they had to do, like, the Spider-Verse storyline, plus, like, Miles Morales' origin story,
mm-hmm.
plus, like, tell you about, like, all the other Spider-Man.
I like
characters.
How they did that, where it's
me
like,
too.
So here's the thing, and you see the comic book drop.
Yeah.
And then it, like, goes to the origin, and then, like, it was just such a clever movie, and they did the comic code.
It was really smart.
At the beginning.
Yeah. Like, there's so many jokes to, like, comic universe, to, like, the movie, old movie universe. Like, there were just so many callbacks to everything, and I felt they made it, like, as simple as you can make it and easy to follow, because, like, I thought people would just be confused because, like, oh, there's all these spider characters, but then
dude,
they give you a simplified version
of their
origin.
Can I just say how diverse our crowd was in that theater?
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap, this is a diverse crowd.
Very interesting collection of people.
Yeah.
It's like people to the left of us, like, shouting them, don't do that!
And
I was
like,
wait, what? What's
I'm
happening
like, holy
there?
Shit, I think this person, I think they must have had a mental problem.
Yeah. I was like, something's either wrong, or they already saw this movie once, and they're just, like, talking about it now, or they're, like, that's how they react.
No, I think they were, like, developmentally.
Maybe. Yeah. True.
Yeah, because I was like, surely, like, this person does
something,
know.
Yeah, when it happens once, but it happens, like, multiple times, I'm like, okay, something's going on, but.
But yeah, it's sick. The soundtrack's sick.
Yeah.
The visual style is sick. Everything's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they killed it.
I'm glad because I was on Reddit and it said, like, oh, I drew a picture of Spider-Man and Doc Ock.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, like, spoiler. And I didn't click on it.
Yeah. And you're glad you did.
I'm glad I did. Like, but then, man. There's, like, a scene when they go into her lab,
mm-hmm.
and there's, like, a thing on the desk. Did you see it on the desk?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, I saw it on the desk, and I was like, oh.
I didn't get it until it happened.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay. Sweet.
Yeah, what a fun movie.
Yeah, yeah. It was great. Like, it looks so cool. Like, it's so unique looking.
Yeah.
I just like that. In my mind, they did everything, like, right to, like... They gave everybody's origin right, like, because I'm always
even
scared.
Like Kingpin's, like, they gave his motives. Like,
yeah, I'm like, oh, like, they do better than, like, regular Marvel. Like, he has a story that it's, like, very similar to, like, his motivation in, like, the Daredevil show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's cool. Like, I really like that he has a story. It's like, yeah, he's just trying to do something, but just going a terrible way about
and
it.
Green Goblin looked awesome.
That was sick.
Like, this portrayal of Green Goblin was so cool.
Yeah.
And this... Peter Parker and
I like all the spider
I do
people.
Wish though that they got like in my ideal universe
mm-hmm.
it would have been Andrew Garfield instead of Chris Pine and Tobey Maguire instead of Jake Johnson.
I agree because it would just been a cool little nod too
yeah
and I don't think it would have been distracting or all or confusing. because it just would have been fun, like a fun little thing. Like, oh, that's just cool. Because they're like blatantly referencing things happening in
like Spider-Man 3 in the movies. And...
Yeah. So it was like, oh, they're making nods to it already. Might as well be.
Well, that's why it would get confusing. So like, it's like.
Well, it's still kind of confusing. Well, you know when they like are showing the different, they show like what universe. I think they said one was 616.
Yeah.
Which I was like, oh, he's the comic Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I was like, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, because they show, like, the different worlds.
Yeah, they show the different... Like, for a second, you could see it. I couldn't see them all because there were, like, five of them at once or whatever.
That's how they guarantee me buying them.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to watch this again and slow down everything.
Like, I need to analyze every scene. That's the one downside I have to say is, like, if there was an out-of-focus... Like, a background character that wasn't the primary focus...
Yeah.
Is, like, those models looked horrible.
Yeah.
It looked as if someone was just like, yeah, just insert crowd, don't apply any textures.
Yeah. It was kind of like older animation where they used to like not care about the background.
Which I think Frozen had the same issue.
Yeah, maybe.
Because if you watch Frozen, like the scene of the coronation, like the party scene, and you look at the background people, like the dance looks very repetitive. Like they just applied that same dance to, like it didn't look like they were people. It looked like they were computer.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm just being too picky. Probably.
Maybe. I didn't notice it so much, but
I'm sure. But you said it also looked very fidgety in the beginning.
In the beginning, definitely. It was like shaky, and I was like, oh, is this going to be stylistically the whole movie of choppy?
I feel like someone will get like motion sickness.
Because I think it was just that beginning part.
I think it might have just been our theater.
Or maybe I adjusted to it. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe. I can't remember. But like, yeah, it wasn't distracted by that. As like, I thought it might be like that the whole movie. Yeah. Maybe it was that scene in the because of our theater. I'm not sure.
And I was pissed that I didn't wear my red and black Jordans to the movie.
Yeah.
Because I thought about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, I'm going to do it. Like yesterday I thought that. And then today I was like, oh, wait, no, I'm just going to wear my normal shoes.
Yeah.
So. And then I also realized that I have turned into Peter B. Parker. Because he's like, I was like, oh, yeah. I so almost true. Wore sweatpants to the movie today.
Yeah.
Would have been too
when,
real.
When you are like pretty much the age of the other Peter Parker.
That's the weird thing.
And you're like, I'm already the 40-year-old one.
Yeah, like I've turned into the 40-year-old Peter Parker, even though I'm only like supposed to be like the 20.
Yeah.
I think he's 26 in the movie.
Yeah. But. Yeah, because that's what always confused me from the trailer. I was like, wait, because they said the one and only, so I was always confused by the trailer. I was like, wait, in this universe, what's going on?
Yeah.
But then it was like very traditional what happens in the comic. So I was like, oh, okay. Like his origin is the same as the comic and everything's the same. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Because I always hate when they change like
greatly.
Too much. Yeah. Like you can have alterations, but like you're changing too much. It's like, yeah, but the cool thing about this character is this whole story. That's why it's kind of like interesting what they're doing in the comics now. It's like they folded Miles Morales into like the main universe, but then his story's cool because it's like Peter Parker dies because of
Doc Ock and Doc Ock brings his
uncle,
him back.
Yeah, he's his Uncle Ben and stuff. It's like, it's kind of a totally different thing than like.
I do. One thing I will say is this is probably the coolest Marvel logo.
Yeah. We got. That was pretty sick.
Like all the production logos. Now,
even like the Sony Columbia Pictures.
Yeah, Sony and. Pascal House and the Columbia Pictures one was sick.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's Pascal House? Amy and then Pascal. I was like, it's Amy Pascal's production company. And I was like, oh, clever. So what do you rate it, Mike?
8 out of 8. For sure.
I mean, this movie almost made me spend like $400 to buy a PlayStation 4 and the Spider-Man game because I just want to live in that universe somewhere.
That's just, but. Makes you really love Spider-Man more, even more so.
You're like, and I mean, they referenced the animated series.
Yeah, old school. Oh my gosh,
like that was crazy. Great Stan Lee, whatchamacallit? Not cameo, but like the credit, like a
tribute, like a tribute.
Yeah,
that was amazing. This is the first one after his death, so. That was good to see.
Yeah. Even his cameo, I almost started crying.
That was such a good cameo,
What a great... Like, if that's what was originally planned...
Yeah.
like, kudos.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was so appropriate. That's what we needed as, like, a society.
Yeah. That was perfect.
So. Yeah. On to TV.
Yes. I watched season 3 of Travelers on Netflix now. It's that show where they time travel. They're from the future. Yeah. They time travel back.
It's the one, the black
back
dude.
Into their bodies. What?
The black dude's in this one?
No black dude.
Okay. I'm thinking of something else.
No, I think it's called, is that Timeless or whatever?
Yeah.
This one, they put their like consciousness yeah. into their bodies and they're trying to save the future world. A very good show.
Season 2, like right?
Season 3. So, yeah, very, very good show. I like this season. It's an interesting show because it's only 10 episodes, but, like, because the season starts off, like, oh, like, it seems like there's almost, like, filler episodes and it feels like it's, like, it would be a 20-episode show, but then, in, like, the last couple episodes just, like, really ramps up to the main storyline, so it was, like, it's an interesting pacing they got mm-hmm. in the show, but, yeah, I like the way it ended off, and I hope they get season 4. Pretty pumped for that.
Nice.
And then season 2 of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel came out.
I watched 2 episodes.
Mm-hmm. This season's amazing. I think I like it more than season 1.
Which is crazy.
Which I love season 1.
But it's like a different show.
It's a different show.
Tonally, it's a different show.
Tonally, it's a different show, too. And they go, there's more, they're in different places than season 1. It's pretty much 100% New York. So. They go a lot more places.
I did like.
And I liked a lot of the characters.
Shalhoub
Tony Shalhoub is amazing.
I forgot what the mom's name is.
I forget her name too. But like other people have other storylines too. Like more people have more storylines. Yeah. Like, it's just a really well made show, and it like looks amazing. It's crazy how like
they nailed it.
They nailed it. It's just like what a fun show.
Yeah,
that show's great. I love it. And then season 2 of Marvel's Runaways came out. I've seen a couple episodes.
This is where they release all the episodes.
They release them all at once. They used to do it week to week. But now it's all episodes. So I think it's too early to see what the show's actually going to be. But like they're more into, because I think in the comics they're like running away pretty close, which that's kind of how season 1 ended. So yeah, I still think it's too early, but I like it so far. So. See how that goes.
Nice. Discussion. Is there too much importance placed on the trailer release now?
I think that's too much. I hate the false hype and like false.
And like the anger.
Announcements and the
like
anger
that.
Is so dumb.
Or the backlash.
The backlash. I think there's just so much false news and reporting on like these trailer leaks. That's like people treat it as, oh, that's a fact that's gonna happen, or they could change their mind at any second. It's not like they're not beholden to anything they said. Like it's not formally announced, so it's like, why are you guys treating this as it's gonna happen? Because that was like the Avengers trailer was the craziest thing I ever seen. It's just like it was gonna be this day, and then people were like, why isn't it out yet? And then they're mad at releasing
for them
other
releasing
stuff.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it's like, geez, guys, like you're gonna get it like at some point.
Like, I think if we could rewind to pre-Force Awakens, that was my perfect, where it's like, you go to the movie theater, and maybe you see the trailer, and you're like, wow, like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And then...
Like, I don't know why people want the trailer so, so early anyway, because, like, I didn't... Justice League gave us a trailer, like, 2 years before the movie came out. I remember, like, they showed it at Comic-Con, and I was like, why are you giving this to us?
Or Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Ridiculous. That first trailer was so good, and the movie ended up being so bad.
Yeah. So it's like, eh. Well, people get too into it. I like to watch the trailers, but I don't, like... The movie's gonna come out, so it's like... You shouldn't get all worked up.
Especially
into it.
When it's such an anticipated movie.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, but I don't. Because, like, it's all going there.
I think everyone kind of has the same. They're like, it's like the spoilers, no spoilers thing. It's like, everyone's like, oh, can you spoil it? But I don't want to know anything. Like,
yeah.
It's like, you have this two thoughts in your head at the same time. You're like, I want as much info as possible, but I don't really.
Yeah.
Like, you like it so much that you want to know everything, but you don't actually. You prefer not to, but the moment before you know it, you think you want to know it, and you really don't until you see the finished product. Because, yeah, like ever since we saw like the Martian, ever since we saw like just the unfinished product of a movie, it's just like, oh, I don't really want to see these unfinished movies because
it's not.
There's a reason they're unfinished. It's like, yeah, it's kind of disappointing.
Well, it's like Aladdin, the Aladdin trailer without. Or the fact that we got pictures without the blue genie. Now people are going to be like, oh, the genie.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're going to look like that the whole time. It's like, and it's without the like, they release this information and they don't really give you any context. Like, I don't think there's anywhere in the story that says he's not going to look like this the whole time. So it's like, people just start running with something that they're like, oh, it's going to be like this. And it's not. And then there's the whole, like, there's a trickery around the marketing too. Like, we got that trailer for Infinity War, but like, I'm sure some of that, at least some of that stuff's out of context, or they're like, they do that all the time where like, or like doesn't have an eye patch or like whatever. Like they're hiding stuff from us in the trailer. And then people get pissed about that. So it's like,
there's no pleasing.
I wonder who's the same, if any of those are the same people, if it's all the same people, or if it's like each individual person's different. Like, and it's not the same group, but yeah, people are just way too uptight about everything.
Yeah. It's just, or like people like being like, oh, my sources tell me the trailer's going to come out on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is like, someone was covering, I saw an article covering the fact that this guy might release news on Wednesday about Star Wars Episode 9.
Yeah.
And then someone tweeted, like, is it a trailer? And he's like, no. And I'm like, this is news now? Like, the fact that
it
this
could possibly be news.
It's news that. It's like gone to the 24-hour news cycle on entertainment
news. Yeah, entertainment news has become that, where it's like, and I think their studios are pushing false things too,
just to weed out.
I think so.
Yeah,
like I think the name of Endgame, the trailer, I think that was leaked by somebody, but then they started pushing. I don't know. Like, it seems really weird that. It, like, somewhere that title came out, and then Annihilation was so heavily rumored for a while that, like, there's got to be some people pushing buttons to, like, try to get, if the real information gets out, just get more fake information out. That way, there's so much out there that it's clouded. But the weird thing about it is, like, there were so many Last Jedi rumors and fake stuff. Like, I don't even know if the real stuff was ever out there. Was the real stuff out there? Because there's so many rumors that were so wrong and so fake.
Yeah.
That was, like, that's. It reached a point where I was like, man, this is all wrong. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, someone's got to be pushing
that. The main
that.
Spoilers I remember being true was Game of Thrones.
Yeah, those are the ones. I think
freakishly accurate. But then they said that they filmed a bunch of stuff this time to prevent stuff.
Yeah, like, I read something that they're super paranoid about spoilers. Like,
well, because, like, that's the whole thing now is, like, people, the Watchers of the Wall, which are, like, they, like, literally go into the set and, like, use like telephoto lenses to try to figure out what's happening.
Yeah. I'm just glad the internet's pretty good. For the most part, I mean, every now and then there's but I feel like you, even if you're searching around the internet, unless you're intently looking
I don't think so. I think it's you've changed your internet browsing habits.
That's also true. But, well, I think it's also getting worse too. There's more headlines than there used to be of like, this title is
Solo.
A spoiler.
It's like, how did this person end up in Solo?
Yeah, it's like,
and you're like, oh, so now I know, like, this is a crazy thing. And then the one
I
saw,
don't like that.
The picture was Darth Maul, and I'm like,
yeah, I hate that.
You gave it away.
Yeah. What old character's returning?
Yeah.
What does this mean? It's like, oh my gosh, just don't even say that. Like, no one's clever about how they word it. They're just like so obvious about what they mean.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But yeah, like the trailer thing has become a whole thing. I am glad they kind of, it seems, haven't they stopped like the teaser trailer? Mostly. Some people still do it.
Yeah, but I like the teaser trailer.
No, I mean the teaser for the teaser. The one that's like 5 seconds and it's like, tomorrow.
Yeah, see, I don't like that. But I like the Aladdin teaser.
Yeah, you like that?
Great.
Lion King, that was pretty much a teaser.
Yeah.
That was pretty short.
But I'm saying
like the Endgame's not really a teaser. I feel like that's
a trailer. That's a full-on trailer.
Yeah.
I wish it showed us even less.
Just
for the first
just
one.
Just don't watch it.
No, but I mean,
But why does it matter if you're going to watch the second one anyway?
I'm saying if the first from a marketing standpoint, I enjoy when they're like it's like a save the date.
Yeah.
From like a wedding. It's just like a card with the picture of the two people getting married. It says save the date and it tells you what day. And I'm like, I'm there for it.
Yeah.
So if there was a teaser where it says like,
that was like
20 years.
You very much described the Aladdin trailer. Like that teaser. Yeah.
Like, but a lot 20 years or 10 that. Years in the making.
A lot of people are pissed at that because they didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Like,
that
why
was annoying.
Why didn't see anything? I was like, why are you guys so mad? Like,
show me Abu.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to. But we saw
show me something. I'm not just an idiot.
I think I hate that we get these photos released and I'm like, screw these. Like, I don't want these photos.
I don't want these photos.
Like, I have no context for, like, any of that, so it's like I don't like the photos that get released.
But if there was a teaser that's like 10 years in the make, or 10 years all leads up to this,
yeah,
and you just see like the destroyed gauntlet on Thanos's hand,
yeah, I would
Avengers Endgame,
true,
done.
I'm surprised they didn't, for how their hype of the trailer title, like they didn't just do a title trailer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do a teaser. The teaser should just have
been the announcement of the title of the movie. I'm surprised.
And then let people go crazy.
I almost wonder if there were like different plans in the works, but they saw that the internet was so mad that they're like, if we string this out,
they're like, they're pissed we fired James Gunn.
Yeah.
They're pissed we released the Captain Marvel trailer 2 instead of, or maybe trailer 1 if you consider that last one a teaser.
Yeah.
And then we have to give them something.
I think they've become like they're in too much of a frenzy. Like I think those fake release, like it really like got them, and that, like now they're at bay. I feel like they can sustain, like live
people
off.
Are making memes of it and stuff. That's
yeah, fine. They can live off that trailer for like a little till March. I think they can live off it till March until Captain Marvel comes out. Like I don't know. I hope so. They just seem like they're it's a friend. I don't know. Like I saw a drastic change from the week they didn't release the trailer to the week they did release the trailer. And it was just like, you could feel it in like the subreddit and stuff. And like on Twitter, it was just like, man, I didn't know these people. Like, you don't have to act this way.
Like, what if they did like 10 years leads up to this and they have like, Peggy, save that dance for me. Like just audio.
Yeah, iconic
you hear that,
lines. Yeah.
And you hear like, Pepper, like from Infinity War, like Pepper, I promise I'm coming home.
Yeah, kind of like they did the first Infinity War trailer where like there was an idea, but instead of showing a trailer, you just show like moments from the greater.
And then Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that. Would have been nice.
Yeah, but I think my love of the teaser is just, I think that I like that structure. Teaser, trailer 1, trailer 2, trailer 3. Yeah. Like trailer 3, like week of release of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, like or remember like, the teaser for like Interstellar, or was it just like a big cornfield?
Yeah.
Thing,
and it's like, next summer.
What is
and
this?
And I'm like, you guys, it takes place next summer.
Yeah. It takes place in,
like, when does this movie take place? It says next summer. I'm like, you guys, I just answered it. Just in the
that's weird that's when it comes out too.
Yeah, it's like in the recent future.
Are we watching this movie now and it takes place 1 year from now?
In the near future it comes out. But like
every time you watch this movie, it's always 1 year away.
Yeah. So it's like that was a great teaser.
Yeah. I think Dunkirk did it. I think this was
Dunkirk it was just
I think this is a Christopher Nolan thing.
Yeah, Christopher Nolan's
he's the teaser expert.
Teaser staff is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Because it gets you, it's something you want to see in theaters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do that teaser, you release it on your Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And then trailer 1 you do before a movie that might not be do too hot in theaters, like A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
Or The Nutcracker would have been a good time to release that.
Yeah, they kind of stopped doing the trailer with a movie type deal.
Yeah.
Like it's more like, well, especially Disney, they're like, okay, we got three things. We got Good Morning America, we got Monday Night Football, we got Jimmy Kimmel. Those are like the three things that constant over and over and over, they do the same exact thing.
That yeah, and I think it's because they know that like it doesn't work before the movie anymore because as soon as it airs, that trailer is going to come out.
Yeah, and they always
on YouTube.
They all like, it's always online before you go to an actual movie because it's like going to be the like the morning of that day. So it's gonna you're gonna see it anyway.
What do you think would happen if they didn't release it on YouTube?
And it was just in the theaters or something?
Yeah.
People be mad.
But... Cell phone videos.
Yeah, definitely cell phone videos.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to get satisfied.
Yeah.
From
true,
that.
True. Why don't they do that? I don't know. Like, especially for the first one, you think they would do that.
Yeah.
But, because that's what they were going to do for Force Awakens, right? Wasn't that
Force Awakens? They did it with before Big Hero 6.
Yeah, but then they released it. Then they released it.
The trailer got leaked out because they had like a giant event at El Capitan.
Yeah,
where you woke up at like 5 a.m. Like you got to the theater at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
To watch like the first screening, and it was simulcast at East Coast and West Coast.
Yeah.
And like they had a guy playing the piano, and apparently like it leaked out
right away.
Like the YouTube video like got released early.
Yeah,
and like people were in the audience watching the trailer before it came out on the screen.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I guess because it's harder because that's what happens sometimes. It's stuff like that.
Yeah, but just push it back.
I know. I think it's just.
I don't understand
so many leaks and stuff.
The need to. Release it like the same time. Release it 2 hours late. No one's gonna be pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Just be like, if you want to watch it, you can watch it. If or else it'll be at the end of Big Hero 6.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think they need to do more unique stuff like that.
Because they're doing stuff like that, and then there's like movies like the Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like, I think I saw maybe half a trailer of that movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know what's going on. It's like a chick is the Nutcracker.
It looked very much like Alice in Wonderland to me.
Yeah.
I was like, is this Alice in Wonderland?
Morgan Freeman's in it, apparently. I'm like, is that post-controversy? Like, is it cool to like him again? I don't know.
I think that was during. Like, they filmed that before.
A controversy?
Pre-controversy.
Yeah, probably.
They're like, oh.
Like, that's so... He was
on
set.
Don't send him to...
He was getting those dirty pictures from his granddaughter.
I always find that interesting. They have controversial people and they're like, just don't send them out to market. Like Johnny Depp did no press for like Fantastic Beasts. They're like, just don't send them anywhere.
Because like they know that like some interviewer is going to be
But bad. Yet they still brought him out at Comic-Con. I was like, that's the weirdest thing ever. Why would you bring him out at Comic-Con? Like
in costume, right?
In costume. Like we've never seen this character.
I think it was because Loki was such a big hit.
You know why Loki is a hit?
Because
Avengers came out first, and then he went to Comic-Con.
And people like Loki.
And people like Loki.
There's that fandom of Loki. No one has a fandom of Grindelwald.
But imagine if Loki, even like people like Loki from Thor, but what if he came out, Loki, and gave that speech? We haven't seen Avengers yet, and he came out and gave that speech. People will be so confused and be like, I don't, like, people like Loki from Thor 1, but I think Avengers.
Avengers is what
really like
made the fandom
elevated
jump.
Him to the top. And that's why that worked. But Grindelwald, they're like, we barely saw him. We saw him for like 10 seconds in the first movie. And then we're doing a whole speech. We don't know the context of Grindelwald. The movie's not out yet. So
yeah.
that was the weirdest thing.
Next week, top 10 movies of the year. Is that time again?
Yeah. The old classic top 10 movies.
And that podcast will be releasing on January 2nd, so. Right? Yeah. So.
Wait.
Should we record that on New Year's Day?
Oh, we should.
Yeah, okay.
Let's do
That's
that.
Good. I like that plan.
Yeah, let's do that.
On Netflix today, Alexa and Katie, season 2, and You.
You.
Y-O-U in caps. Well, I don't know what that means.
Boy, you.
But
is it an acronym?
Maybe.
Or is it Y-O-U?
Hey, last night I saw You on Netflix.
Is it Y-O-U?
It's a weird conversation. Maybe it's a weird viral marketing.
Maybe it's Y-O-U.
That's what it's called?
Maybe. Like, there's that movie LOL. Maybe it's like Y-O-U.
Let's see.
Does it mean... The fact that it's capitalized makes me think something's up.
What would you do for love? For a brilliant male bookstore manager who crosses paths with an aspiring female writer. Oh, it's a TV show?
Oh, it's a TV. It's not even a movie, like I thought.
I don't know. Let's see.
Let's watch this trailer. He'll give us. That is creepy. This guy's like a stalker.
Oh, this is a creepy movie. I've seen this trailer before.
Oh. Those are not words.
It's like if Dennis.
Yeah, it's the Dennis.
Like, he even has, like, the hairstyle. Like, if someone was like, they made a movie about Dennis.
Very, very true. He's going to take a turn. This is a movie, right? It's not a show, is it?
Yeah, it looks like a movie. But the font they use also looks like Black Mirror.
Yeah.
What if we found out that Netflix was low-key releasing all these movies and they're like, oh yeah, you wanted Black Mirror? Okay, so apparently the first season was on...
Oh, it is a TV show.
Lifetime.
Oh, weird.
And then Netflix took it over for season 2. Interesting.
Hmm.
And that's how you find out about these things,
people. Yeah. It's very useful telling you what's on.
Based on a book.
Weird.
When's that Black Mirror thing come out?
Isn't it like next week?
I thought it was this week.
This week, I mean?
Black Mirror.
I think it's still like Cloak and Dagger. Movie. Like they're not really telling you what's up.
Bandersnatch is a movie. Oh, it's the choose your own adventure thing.
Oh.
Like my nephew plays that Minecraft one where it's like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I don't remember when it comes out though.
I think it is this week.
28th?
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah. So we'll find out.
Yeah.
On Friday.
So come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.